Thank you for being patient with us. We had a beautiful service prep. Thank you all that came. Vulnerability, courageous vulnerability and safety were some of the main topics that we talked about. And what does that mean? The integrity of the structure is required to, of the plane is required to lift off. And that the integrity of the structure, you need courageous vulnerability and safety. And that's built by words. One of the ways it's built, it's major, is words. Words can destroy it, take it apart, slow it down, weigh it down. Or words can strengthen it, bring it together, uplift it. So tonight we want to try something different and practice sharing words to build the structural integrity of each other. Does that sound good? Could be scary, but that's the courageous vulnerability. And we're in this together. So individually, we have to do this. It's a practice. But when we do it together, it's even more powerful. It's easier, lighter. So let's close our eyes, breathe, take a deep breath in and out. Shoulders down. Think of a time when you were courageously vulnerable. Don't focus on what happened. I want you to think of the situation and what would have been helpful for you to hear. What words could have created a place of safety, encouragement, upliftment, support for you? Maybe imagine who it could have come from. Anyone. Imagine them in front of you saying those words. Breathe it in. Feel it in your body. Let the words support and love pour over you and let it in. Let's gently open our eyes. Hold that space, hold that energy, wherever it is in your body. This next part, this is all by choice. So if you feel the need to be a witness, please go ahead and honor yourself in that. You will not be shamed by this circle. I'm going to ask two people from opposite sides of the room, of the circle, to stand in the center. One person with the mic. Take a moment, you're facing each other in the middle of the circle. Take a moment to visualize that person that they just visualized, bringing them words of encouragement, of safety, strength and support, peace. Bring it to a sentence or two that you feel comfortable sharing and share it with that person. that person receives stands, eyes closed, if you like, hands out, receiving that, breathing it in. Maybe the person that's sharing words of encouragement and safety says it a couple times. Then when that's complete, thank each other and sit down. So it's one way. Because when we go around, that was the giver will become the receiver when we go around the circle. Just want to have a time of practice, creating sacred space as we already have together. Thank you. But diving deeper into that viscerally together. Does that make sense? Great. So which two would like to start from across the way? Diana? Oh yes, we're going to, those that were in the service prep are going to, there's three pairs are going to set the example. Who would like to share first?
Dear precious Diana, I deeply care about your experience in this life. And I want you to know that I hold your heart and your beingness with love and joy, and with the hope that you will always remember your divine self. Dear precious Diana, I love you, and I deeply care about your experience in this life. I hold you with love and joy, and I hope that you always remember your divine beingness.
So I just want to make sure that I'm clear. So I'm speaking from the person that I imagine, and so it's kind of like you're receiving the message that I would wish to receive, right? I see you. I see the beauty, the power, the love that you have to give, and all the gifts. Bring it all. You're safe. I see you. Bring it fully. I see you. I see your gifts, the love, the beauty that you have to bring into to this world. And we need it. Don't be afraid. Bring it fully.
Everything's going to be okay. And you've got this. Everything's going to be okay. And you've got this.
Thank you for being courageous enough to be your ultimate, authentic self, and for bringing the strength that you have to transform not only yourself, but those around you. Hold you in love and light and gratitude. Thank you for being you and having the courage to be your authentic self and bring that to your world. And thank you for the courage to make the changes that you need to make and transforming not only yourself, but your world.
Welcome home. I'm so glad you came back. I know you had a challenging time. I know it was rough, but you're home now and you're welcome. And we're glad.
You have enriched my life enormously. I'll always be there for you. You have enriched my life enormously. I'll always be there for you.
Sometimes I wish you could find the courage within you that I know is there. To admit it's okay to make mistakes. Because it's safe to admit it. I'm not judging you. I'm seeing for who you are. And my deepest wish is to just hold hands while we work through everything together and get all of you. You're safe. And I love you. And you're everything I ever wished for.
You don't have to be perfect. You are good enough as you are. You are worthy of love just as you are. You don't have to be perfect.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for the gift of your unique expression, which is very important in our family today. You help complete the fiber that this beautiful family is made of. Thank you for your excellent contribution. Bless you.
Can you remember who you were before this day? Can you remember how far you've come to be the person who you are now? Can you remember the gifts that you have? Can you remember how far you've come to be this beautiful being? Can you take that forward into your next step? Can you step forward with your beautiful being? Can you step forward with proud eyes about who you are? Because you are a beautiful essence of life.
Don't listen to them.
You are love. You are truth. You are love and truth to me. Remember this. Don't listen to them. You are love. You are truth. Remember this. You are this to me.
You don't have to do everything yourself. You're supported. I'm here now. You don't have to do everything yourself. You are supported. I am here now.
I am here to be with you. You are my champion. You are my love. I came here to be with you so that we might do this together. You are my champion. You are my love.
You are enough. You are enough.
You have got this, and you always have. You have got this, and you always have.
You are exactly where you're supposed to be. You're doing a fantastic job. Everything you're experiencing right now is building a solid foundation for your true purpose to help others, and you're going to shine light on the entire planet. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're doing a fantastic job. Everything you're experiencing right now is creating a solid foundation for your true purpose to shine light on the entire planet and help so many other people.
There will come a day when the reason you're here is made clear to you, but until then, love fully and deeply and let love in any way possible.
You know, and I know, you broke the rules again. And I know a higher law that your heart follows instinctively. I honor that. I see it and I treasure it. And we're all learning.
Hello, beautiful one. I see you and I honor you. I recognize your heart. And I honor your path. And I know you know the way. I trust you.
I'm proud of you. Good job. I'm proud of you. Good job.
You are alive in this day. There is a reason for your presence. And if all the doors seem shut, a door will open.
I was hoping you would come. I've seen you for a long time. You have played a vital part in the world that you have centered for a long while. And now we join together as friends. With this larger circle of friends, to see what needs to birth in these days of strength and creativity. Bless you for your service.
When you call, I will answer. When your world is rattling, I will have your heart.
I think that part feels complete. Thank you, Owl. Thank you all that participated and that were witnesses. I'd like to open it up for group dialogue.
I was very glad, Kahi, for the way in which you opened this this last segment. Listening to each one's words, it was very evident that the words spoken were, as you indicated, they should be the words that the person would have liked to hear. And it might or might not be a blessing. Well, of course it's a blessing, but the specific need might not have been filled relative to the person standing in front. But the I'm sure that each one who spoke had this wonderful experience that this is what they would hear.
Well, I wasn't making up my scenario as real. I had gone off somewhere and I had a sense of failure when I got home, and I was really at a place in my life where, you know, I didn't see any way to where to turn, and I was feeling a lot of shame at the time. And this man who was a dear friend of mine, who was in a position of leadership. I spoke to him, and his heart was so open to me. There was no shame, no what happened. It was just, welcome home. You know, you're loved, and where do we go from here? You know, no looking back. It was just let's do this together. And that made all the difference in my life as a young man. This happened when I was a young man. And it really made a big difference. And one thing that I'm really learning these days is that words are powerful. What we say to one another is powerful. I had an event that happened about a week ago where I just said the wrong words at the wrong time to a person. And I felt the hurt that happened. And I just realized that I had to make this right. And it took time. Sometimes it takes time to do that. It doesn't happen automatically. There's a season for everything. But as I get older, I just realize that actions have consequences. If you do something, you know, there's consequences to that. And I posted something on Facebook this morning which said, the trauma can be given to the next generation, but also the healing can be given to the next generation too. So if I'm willing to be healed, that's going to continue. So thanks for the exercise.
I'm thinking about the other direction as well, Dennis, that the trauma that has been handed to me can also be healed backwards. History can be changed by allowing healing to happen for things that happened to me. And if I would like my life, Sunrise Ranch, the community of which I participating to be strong, it is my responsibility to do that work so that I am not spewing my traumas all over the place. I appreciate your honesty about how you have something to apologize for. I think you said that to me the other day, a conversation to have to address something. I know I said this on Sunday when we had our community meeting, that I apologize that I have not done enough to protect my family. Because the strength of this, of us together, matters for victory. And it, in some ways that might seem like, well, I could go around and create fortresses, but it is about how I'm holding things, what I'm saying, how I'm living. And standing or living in a place of assuming the best and seeing the best. And so when there's a question, it's from way up here instead of challenging from where the wounded place is from the past. And we all have them. I mean, we're working in this in the class right now about enlightened thinking, how sometimes we don't think properly because we have been shamed for the way we were or told our thinking was limited or told it was even bad, and or lots of things that have shut down our ability to be a fortress. And to me, a fortress is a loving and safe place. It's not just a stone wall. It's a place to be held and to grow and to thrive.
The service prep today was very, very rich. And in the very end, we came back to the metaphor of the plane and David talking about the structure, how we make it strong. And especially with the unfoldment of things that have occurred in this field, it's so much more clear. It's our words. Are we speaking truth? Are we speaking love? Are we speaking words of understanding and encouragement? And we, each of us, I mean, we all have our own responsibility in that, and I think out of any group I've ever seen, we have all that it takes to build the most kick-ass plane that ever soared. And just it's about being mindful of our words and what we're creating with them, moment by moment, day by day. And so this is, you know, it's just been an incredible journey in a watching the out picturing of what words can do in both a creative and destructive way. So may we all create beautifully with our words.
Yeah, it reminds me of just, you know, we're always giving something. So are we giving a blessing or are we giving a curse? And I think that this exercise
beyond the words, it also just demonstrated the energy behind the words that we speak. And, you know, even though we each said something different, something that we needed to hear, I know for myself, every single person who spoke, it felt like they were speaking to me. Because we were able to embody and bring that energy and that love and that substance to back the words that we were speaking. And so as important as the words are, it is also, what are we supporting our words with? What are we filling them? What are we filling them with? And what are we then offering into our world?
I liked the question that you asked, Dennis, or that you said, I think the person who spoke to you asked, where do we go from here? And I've been just really feeling the movement of the creative process, just always there, undergirding our community, undergirding each of us individually and collectively. And there is always something that's next. There's always just the next step. And I love just the energy and the compassion, the support tonight for one another. And in that, just again, feeling that undergirding of the creative process. So in the days to come, I know that it will be revealed to us as to how to move forward, whether it comes to leadership or just the fabric of the community. There is a way for us to be together that is not just beautiful and loving and true, though it is all that, but there is that which is true for us and right for us to do together. So I just feel the unfoldment of that and the reassurance of that. Happy to share that with everybody tonight.
I'd like to share something on the words and the truth. For me personally, words are only a small portion of truth. I've grown up and I've always been taught that words don't mean anything if they're not backed up by actions. And I think the truth for me is a feeling. So when someone speaks something to me, but actions make me feel otherwise, words don't mean anything. And I always try to pay attention to my actions. Like, do I actually live into my words? And it goes, it's as simple as when I walk around the ranch here and I say good morning to someone, but that person doesn't respond or ignores me. I'm like, okay. And then immediately I find, like, not saying that it happens very often, but if I don't have a conversation with that person and it's all about respect and love and all that, I'm like, well, didn't happen the other day. Like who are you bullshitting here? And I think it's a great exercise to practice your words, but then also realizing, like, does the other person really feel it? And I didn't used to speak out, but I've learned that if I don't speak out, nothing changes. So I started calling people out over the last few years who told me one thing, and then I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, sounds great in your head, but I'm not feeling it. And I noticed it's helpful for me. It's helpful for the other person. You know, might actually wake them up. We're talking about awakening before. Like, oh. I think it might be valuable here. Because it really helped me to just speak up. When I don't feel the words, I don't just go, oh, it sounds great. Like, well, but I don't feel it. And it's like constructive. You know, it's not to attack someone, but it's like, maybe we can do something better here. So that we actually feel our words.
I love our dojo. one of the things that we spoke about at service consideration was not just the integrity of the aircraft, but what does it take to keep the aircraft safe to actually fly? And I was remembering a moment here, a very small moment at Sunrise Ranch in time, when there was a conversation around what it meant to be in a room with men of honor. And then the women stood up and joined the men in being women of honor. And I feel like what I witnessed this evening in so many of you was the spirit of that conversation. To be able to come from such a genuine place of overflow and to have us share in the ability to honor what it truly means to be honoring of the priest and priestesshood of the Golden Veil, it soars in my heart. It brings so much joy to me to know that I am serving with that spirit in this room, with that heart, with that level of integrity, with that level of safety. And the amount of response that comes out of me, that comes from my overflow place of generosity, I am so grateful for those who are on that plane. Thank you.
In service prep, we were talking about the structural integrity of the airplane. And that's a metaphor for the structural integrity of our beingness. And one aspect I think that's really, really important is intimacy. And most of us grew up in a culture where intimacy was a physical and sexual experience. And that's part of it. It can be. Also, though, and I think even more so, is the intimacy of a heart connecting with another heart and the beingness of someone connecting with the beingness of another. And here at Sunrise Ranch, we, and in the world in general, we're called in this life to be deeply intimate with each other, deeply. And we have a responsibility to transmute, dissolve, transform, whatever power word you want to use, anything that is in the way of us truly connecting heart to heart with each other. So I want to, this is a reminder for me, and I want to invite you all to do that. We're doing this together, and that's beautiful and precious, and the world needs that. The world needs that. Our children need that. My children need that. And that's what we're called to do.
Well, over the weekend with the events of Sunday and the revelation of the email, I completely forgot who I was and went into a panic and a very reactive, volatile energy started to surge through me that I totally forgot who I was. And then the next day, I just remembered where I'd come from, the structure of my life in which I'd come from, and how I'd developed the strength and the energy and the spiritual expansion of who I am. I remembered that, and I felt so embarrassed and ashamed of the way that I'd reacted to the email. And I think at times we do forget how well prepared we are for certain catastrophes that we have in our life. And having that sense of preparation just reminded me of all the learning that I'd lost of, like, being a teacher of yoga for all this time. I used to prepare the class for meditation, prepare the mind for meditation, prepare the body for meditation, prepare the body for postures, extreme postures, gentle postures, prepare the head for a headstand, prepare the spine. You know, all of that preparation I forgot. And it took me to almost becoming Reagan at The Exorcist. On Sunday night, I really was. I just totally forgot my whole being. And when I woke up the next morning, I just thought, who on earth was that? Remember who you are. And get back into that stride again. And then, you know, you can walk from the bottom of the mountain back to the top and just look back at where you've come from and just start to revisit the vista again and just see how far you've come to be who you are today. And it's that remembering that we need to hold on to when we are in times of crisis, because if you'd have seen me Sunday night, I was like head spinning, green vomit coming out. I wasn't myself at all. But now I can honestly say I'm grateful for that experience, that I actually woke up thinking, wow, remember who you are and get back in stride with that. So that's my experience.
Thank you, Karen.
Think of the movie Lion King.
Remember, Simba.
I did go see the movie. I think of all the times that I've forgotten. And it seemed like each person's blessing, or I just want to say a blessing, I will call it that, was unique to that person that said it. But it was weird. It was like a yearbook or a life book. I'm like, wow, I remember a certain time in my life that would have been something I would needed to hear, or that, you know, this situation, that situation. It's like, wow, you know, how we can feel isolated and separate, but we're not, you know. What we long to hear and feel, everyone else does too. You know, it may look and feel different for another, but still that the truth of the love behind it, somebody mentioned it behind there, I think it was Courtney, that essence, that knowing is longed for. I want to point out the exercise, the practice of receiving even. You know, it takes practice to receive, to be present and steady. Hold. Is this not what Sunrise Ranch is for? Somebody said, oh, when we become, we're trying to become a living demonstration site. I think we already are. Actually, for me, I know we are. Living demonstration doesn't mean that we know it, that we're perfect. We're living and we're demonstrating through our living. That's what we're doing. There's a acknowledgement that, yes, we have to live together and take care of things of this plane and be in relationship at a certain level of things, get it or done and that. But there's a higher level of being together that we can lean into, stretch into together. And we all have our unique ways of inviting each other into that, of being with each other in that. Those levels of intimacy. Giving and receiving. Strengthening the structure. We are living and demonstrating. We are.
What you just said was so beautiful, and it made me remember that what we're doing is holding something while each of us is learning. We're not there. And so we're holding something so that when you are demonstrating and learning, you are held safe and also not judged, just blessed.
Well, thank you, everyone. This was a very generative evening, I feel. Let's take this into our evening and our worlds tomorrow. The truth of our being. This is why we're here. Thank you. Good night.